A popular word in health reform right now is transparency. It's a way for consumers to compare medical costs. What pricing information is revealed, though, and by whom, can make the issue of transparency somewhat murky. A bill passed recently in the state legislature would require hospitals, doctors, and other healthcare providers to reveal the median price of common procedures for consumers who ask. Democratic Senator Kathleen Vineout supported the bill, which is now on the governor's desk.
All that, I think, helps people understand more about the healthcare system, but we need a lot more pieces in place.
If the bill becomes law, Robert Craig of Citizen Action says it will be helpful, but notes prices negotiated by health insurers would still remain confidential.
We're still a long way to full transparency. We really don't have a healthcare market now where people can understand what the price is, like you can for buying a DVD or buying a car.
At the national level, the White House is putting insurance companies' feet to the fire. In a conference call with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius called on insurance companies to let consumers know how they set prices.
Is somebody getting a 40% increase and somebody, another preferred customer, getting a decrease? So Americans, at the very least, understand.
U.S. Representative Steve Kagan of Appleton has authored a bill requiring insurance companies to disclose such information. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.